Yo, welcome to 2021, where people are still paying $15 a month for podcast hosting. What the hell is that all about? Okay. I gotta admit, I'm passionate about this stuff. If you've been listening to this, then you know I am, but listen, man, I've been doing this for 15 years and I'm very passionate about my fellow creators. And when I see something happening, I can't just keep my mouth shut about it. It gets me frustrated. And I've been actually part of a lot of these podcast groups, and one of which is the Podcast Movement Group.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
And this group is actually, it's huge. It's 21,000 members in the group, supported by their page, which it's a conference that goes on every year. They've been doing it every year. It's a big deal in the podcast community, at least in the hobbyist community. I mean, you're not going to see Joe Rogan's and Adam Carolla type people there, but I mean, it's popular within their little group. Now, personally, I've never been to it, and I have no desire to go to it, especially now, because I was in part of this group and on Facebook, and generally, there's a lot of podcast host employees in there. So, like, the people from Buzzsprout, Libsyn, Blueberry, Podbean, Transistor, all these different folks from these different companies are in there just kind of sharking around the water. And anytime hosting comes up, man, oh, fucking man. And for me, being a creator who has hosted myself, I've hosted through third-party creators. Before podcast hosting was even a thing, when I see these fuckers come out of the woodwork, it starts to piss me off. And I'm not going to just sit back and let them talk shit. Like, I'm not going to sit back. So when Anchor came along, I was in there preaching, selling the Kool-Aid, man, for Anchor. Not for Anchor. It's just as a creator, the amount of money I've dumped into hosting, the stress involved, all this shit. Anchor was a godsend, man. And so when I saw that, and I saw these guys defending these little podcast hosts, it was like, who the fuck are these guys? And my shit kept getting deleted. And I couldn't figure out why. And I still am not 100% sure why my shit gets deleted. I think I have an idea. But I think I'm reaching my limit. Well, I have reached my limit because they just fucking banned me. So maybe I'm a little butthurt over it. Because my thing is, like, if they're about the community, then why am I getting banned when I speak out against these podcast hosts? Because here's the thing. And I've been accused of being an employee of Anchor. And you guys, if you've been listening to the show, you know absolutely not. But I'm a huge fan of the service, and I want everybody to know about it. It's going to be the YouTube of podcasting. It's almost there already. And I'm not putting up with the shit. Because here's how it went down. Hold on. I'm going to tell you how this went down. This is why I got frustrated. Because here's how it went down. Okay. So the way that went down, I started a post. I found out that Podbean, which is a host that has 40 employees, okay, they went down. And for me, it was like, okay, I'm going to do a post and say, listen, man, these fuckers are down. And just in case you guys are wondering, you might want to get your shit off of this host. Now, granted, it's a bit of a divisive post, right? Because it's shitting on a company. But I wasn't promoting anybody. Listen, man, these smaller companies, they have to live, right? They have to do what they can do to survive, to keep their business alive. The problem is it's a broken model, and they're passing that expense onto these creators who don't know any better. And that's where I'm struggling, because it's not their fault. And these guys who are a little naive, they're coming in, they're trying to start their podcast, and these guys swoop in and be like, yeah, for the low price, $10, you can get yourself hosted over here. And they have other people that are selling the Kool-Aid too. And so my thing was always, why are you paying for hosting? Don't pay for hosting. Go to Anchor. Oh man, he works for Anchor. Those people are going to steal. Look at the terms and conditions. They're going to steal your content. This is 2 years ago. So here we are. Anchor hasn't stolen anybody's content. Anchor hasn't screwed anybody over. Anchor's been paying people out. I've been getting paid on ads. I know other people are getting paid on ads. It does really well. I like it. I want my fellow creators to like it and hop on it. It's too fucking easy. Why would you pay money? So my thing was, Podbean got hit with a denial of service attack, which is some 2001 shit, and those guys weren't equipped to handle that, and that was my argument. They weren't equipped to handle it. Move your shit off of there. Don't waste your money, my fellow creators. Boom. Banned. So here we are. Here we are. I got banned. I got butthurt banned from a group, but they're like a little mini nerd mafia, man. It's a bunch of old guys doing old broadcast shit, and they get frustrated. So to my fellow creators, anybody that's a fellow creator on this, do not spend your money on Podbean. Do not spend your money on Buzzsprout or Blueberry or Transistor or any of that shit. Everything is free over at Anchor. Unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, statistics, distribution to all the networks. You get to utilize Spotify's library. Fuck out of here. And then they just announced they're doing transcription from text to audio. They're offering that for free. They're also spin up a WordPress site. By the way, you can check out my website that I just spun up. It's imjusttakingnotes.wordpress.com, and it took me 5 minutes to spin up off of their shit. No effort. And these motherfuckers want to charge $10 a month to get in the door. Fuck out of here. And I'm going to leave you with that. That's all I got, man. This is another episode. I'm just taking notes. I had to fucking fire off on this for a minute because I was frustrated. People should not be paying in 2021. Should you be paying for YouTube hosting? No. Should you be paying for Twitch? No, because you're giving them free content. They're making money a little bit. You make money a little bit. It's a symbiotic relationship. We're all friends here. We're going to do the best we can, make some dollars, man. It's just another episode. I'm just taking notes, man. Thank you for tuning in. I'll catch you tomorrow.